close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Woo! Yes, honey, it is time to do some juicy gossip with my girl Tracy Anderson, because that's what we do. We're like, hey, since we go out and we have cocktails and that's all we do, why not just bring it to the show?
Let's bring it to the show.
Mm-hmm. All right, so last night I was at Board and Brush, so I did not have a chance to watch Dallas. So we are not going to be talking about Dallas today.
Yeah, that's okay.
But that's okay. The real juicy gossip today is, of course, the OC.
Yeah.
Just so you know, we are huge fans, the originals. Here you go. This is kind of a clip of a rundown of the other night.
Next time on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Wait. What happened?
Don't call my husband a bitch.
So Steve's dating Vicky for money.
Money talks and bullshit walks.
He has money.
It's bullshit. Everybody's always after what I have.
Kelly fights really dirty. Kelly's just trying to figure out a way to hurt me.
Dr. Moon, I sprained my ankle.
Dr. Moon is an energy healer that I have been seeing since my children were born.
This may be a little bit painful.
Ow!
Kelly had an intention to go speak to Steve.
That's fine. If I was helping her, I would say, don't do this tonight.
Maybe you shouldn't judge.
You can't just do this for anyone else.
I know.
But about you and Matt and the kids. I'm so sorry.
A lot happened in there, Tracy. All right, let's talk.
I'm so excited for the season. I was excited to come on air today because last week was really good. And then last week's episode, it got to continue.
That's right.
So the girls are bringing it. I'm loving Kelly. I mean, so either you love her or hate her.
That's true.
So, okay. Yeah, she probably went overboard. But I love it. I love it.
So you're talking about, of course, the enormous, phenomenal fight that Kelly had. Of course, she is not a fan of Emily's husband, Shane.
No, she's not.
Seems like a lot of the girls are not a fan of Shane.
Yeah, nobody really likes him.
He's a little guy,
but he's a rude little guy.
He's a rude little guy.
Yeah. I don't like him.
Again, she called him a dork.
Yes.
And we're okay with that because but for me, when I call somebody a dork, it's endearing for me. I think you're funny. But when it comes to Kelly, she's not kidding. So here's the actual fight that got all crazy, as we both think is super funny. I'm going to kill you.
I love it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Her husband. But he's over here sticking up for Steve.
I didn't stand up for anyone.
And being from a peanut gallery that you had no business even opening your mouth.
I was just saying,
it was protecting
if you want to.
Steve. You shouldn't have said anything. Look, it was none of your business. It was an A&B conversation.
Well, you should have came to my table where him and I were eating and speaking.
Your table? This is your house?
Is your table?
Is it your house?
It's your table.
Did you have money? That's your table.
Is this the one you want to hang out with?
I know that was your table. And he said I was drunk. You said I was drunk? You're a little bitch, dude.
Kelly, that's
here
my
comes.
Husband.
That's a little bitch.
Hey, that's right, my husband.
Right. Oh, you're going to f***ing talk to my husband.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Hey, don't go down. Go be a mom. Okay. Come on, hit me.
Hit me. You know, when I sit here and I think to myself, Tracy, why do we watch these things? I mean,
you've got five people
fighting on top of each other, but it teaches me that I'm not that crazy.
You know what? It's mindless fun. I don't act like that, and I'm happy I don't act like that. I'd rather watch people act like that.
That's right.
Yes.
And Emily definitely brought it. Now, I would not mess with this chick. Number one, she could kick my ass.
Yeah.
She could probably kick yours, and we work out. And she's a lawyer, so she could really do some damage to us.
She kind of seems like a man. I mean, all of a sudden she's like, don't talk to my husband that way. I'm gonna kill you. Like, she just her voice totally changed.
It went crazy.
He wasn't even that upset about it.
No, he really didn't care. He's like, honey, just sit down. Why do I care what she has to say?
But here's the thing. Kelly did go too far, but he is rude. He is. Like, he shouldn't have just said anything. He didn't know what the conversation was about.
Right.
And then he kind of belittled her a little bit. He's like, oh, you're not drunk? You really act like that? Like, for real? Like, yeah, you are kind of a little beat. You know, stop. Kinda, don't do that.
And does he even work?
He does not work.
He just comes from money.
He doesn't work. He's home with the kids, I think. And I think he was supposed to get his law license or something. Their relationship seems weird to me, right?
I don't think they have sex. Well, I'm just being honest.
I don't think they do, and I don't think that they even know how to interact with each other. They act so awkward.
Yeah. It's like they're just there to, they're like robots together, like
yeah,
a robotic family.
Yeah, that's what
family.
It seems. Like, it's just...
It's kind of weird.
It's weird.
All right, let's move on now to Vicky and Steve. So, yes, of course, Tamara said, Steve. Listen, Steve is with you, Vicky, for your money.
So, Tamara didn't say that. Did Kelly say that?
Kelly? No, I heard Tamara was the one that said she heard
okay.
that.
Okay. I'm not a fan of Tamara.
I know you're not, girl.
Because she's not a good friend. I mean, turn your back. She'll stab you. Mm-hmm. She was just with Vicky. And then in another scene, she's like, oh, she doesn't love him. Like, I don't know. Do you think that she loves him? Do you think they're in love?
I actually do not believe that she's in love with him. Okay. I think he is just there because she just wants to get married. I just think it's just she doesn't want to be alone. He's kind of the one for her right now for 2.5 years. But she does say, hey, if you don't put a ring on my finger soon, like, I'm going to have to. Time is clicking, honey. I got to move on.
So what do you
on.
Think about that? I mean, she's in her 50s. She's been married. I guess if you like to be married, then you shouldn't settle. But if it ain't broke. But okay, so what's the deal? Let's break this down. Okay. So he lives with her.
He lives with her.
Okay. He has to have his own money, though.
He's a retired detective.
Yeah. So where does this rumor come from that he's using her for money? But it's weird how she takes in guys so quickly.
She does.
And just almost like takes care of them.
Well, again, there are people like that they move from one relationship to another and they just don't like to be alone. And I just see her as that
she
way.
She doesn't like to be alone.
And I think, she likes to care for people. Her children are gone and she does have the money. I mean, look, I think she bought Steve his teeth, too. I mean, she bought her last man the chiclet teeth.
He seems a little bit more stable. But I have to say, when he got into the argument with Kelly, I was a little turned off a little bit. I mean, Steve, if you're listening, I love you. I mean, I really do like him.
Yeah.
He seems like a good guy, but I don't know. Kelly just kind of went up to him and right away he got defensive. If you didn't say anything about her, then why didn't he say, I never said anything about
you? Well, here's the question then for you. What if... Let's just say you have a boyfriend or a husband and one of your girlfriends decided to say something very rude to him.
Yeah.
How would you respond? What if I called your man a little biatch?
Well, did he deserve it? I don't know. I mean, I'd have to find out everything that goes on. I think with Vicky, her history is she always, who cares about your girlfriends? She always takes up for the guy.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what's bad about her is that, Steve became friends with Kelly's ex. And so then she started to. And it's just girl code. It's not right.
It's not right.
So I don't know. I would find out what he did first.
Okay.
To see if he deserved it.
All right. Let's move on now to Gina. The poor thing finally reveals now that she is getting divorced from her husband, Matt, which you never see on the show.
Girl.
He cheating on her.
Girl. So let's just talk about this real quick. So we were just saying the other day, why is she on the show? She has no storyline.
Yes, why?
Why? So your storyline is you have three kids, they hit you in the head, and your husband's never there.
Never there.
So why is she on the show?
Honey, I do not know why. I just think she has fabulous nails. I will give her that. I'm always staring at her nails. Like, I really want to know where she gets her nails done. But other than that, I don't know. I don't see her as super wealthy. You never see him. And like you said, her children just hit her in the head.
They just hit her in the head. And she's like, that is not okay. Like, you need to go to your room now. Like, that's not okay. No, it's not.
I feel
like
bad.
They shouldn't be jumping around the house.
No.
Like, jumping on top of you.
Well, she doesn't have nannies.
You know what? It's not funny, though, because here's the thing. It's very overwhelming what she's doing.
Yeah. Basically a single mom, let's be honest.
And then she's like, because he's been away, I started realizing that we're so different.
Yeah.
He's never there.
Right.
That's a big difference. He's got to have a girlfriend in LA.
Again, if you're just tuning in, if you were married to somebody and they decided to say, oh, well, I work in another city, so I'm going to get myself an apartment.
No.
But hey, I know we've been married, but you have never seen my other apartment.
That's crazy.
That's the
Why
craziest
would you even
thing.
Go along with that?
I don't know. It's so weird. That is so weird. All right. So let's go on to just other amazing, juicy gossip in general.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
A lot of things are happening, especially with the Atlanta. Tell us who's pregnant.
Yeah, Portia.
Yay. I'm happy for her because she had a really big issue with trying to get pregnant. She lost her last pregnancy like 6 years ago. So it's been a while.
And on the show, like season after season, you've seen she's always wanted to be pregnant. Yeah. She's always wanted to have a baby. So I'm happy for her.
So a little bundle of joy on board.
Doesn't Kenya seem like she's pregnant forever? Like, when is she going to have her baby?
Oh,
like,
we know she's not pregnant.
I mean, I just saw a picture on her on Instagram. Like, girl, have you been pregnant for a year now?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Let's hop to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another, of course, big revelation. Here you go. Thank you to Good Morning America. Yes. This is happening with The Bachelor.
Yes. And now to the moment that we've been waiting for, a huge GMA exclusive. It is time to reveal the brand new Bachelor.
Are
you guys ready for me?
I am!
Drum roll, please!
Come
on out!
Woo! Yay! Look it! Yes. It's Colton! It's surprise. Colton! Are you surprised that it's Colton?
So here's the thing. Okay. I think I told you. A client actually told me.
Right.
She said during the season, because you and I were both like, oh my gosh, we love Colton. He's so cute. And she goes, I have seen this before. He's going to be the Bachelor.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, she was right. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I think he had been using Becca. He's been using everybody to become the next Bachelor.
You know what? I really think you're right. And if he truly is a virgin, how is he going to play these ladies? Not. Like, what is it? It'll be like 30 ladies that he will definitely be making out with.
He's not a virgin.
He's not. Let's be honest.
And you know, it's just that I really did like him at the beginning, but
we will see. I like the way he looks.
I do too.
So that I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So there you go. That is our juicy gossip with Reality Check each and every Thursday with my girl Tracy. Love you, girl. You are the best. Love you, honey. So there you have it. More to come next week with Chris in the Morning Rush and 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and so rude.